I was scared when I found out I was HIV positive. I didn't understand much about HIV and AIDS. Who would take care of my daughter? I hid myself and avoided calls and visitors. I blamed myself for everything. I went back to work, but it was very hard. I was very emotional and unable to do simple things, so I had to stop. I didn't tell anyone at work about my situation. I told my manager, I need holidays as soon as possible. Because I was going through a divorce case, they didn't ask much. I had a few good friends, but now I was wondering who would help me. Who would understand what I was going through? Was I the only one? Eventually, I forced myself to contact my doctor. I had to. I was pregnant. I had to know whether I was going to live. If my baby would live. I asked if I could meet other women living with HIV. I wanted to see other positive women with children. I wanted to find out if we would have a future, if it was possible to have a normal life with children. I can still remember my first meeting. I started crying when people started sharing their stories. I could see part of myself in each story. I didn't know these women, but we were connected in some way. It was like we were all sisters, sisters of fate, sisters with similar fears, sisters with similar wishes. At one of our meetings, I asked the other women about their experience of telling their children about HIV. Some of them said they waited until they were around 8 or 10 years old. Now I'm coping extremely well. No one can say that I'm a positive person just by looking at me. I'm confident that I'll have my second child and that the child will be as healthy as my first one. I've learnt that we can help others by sharing our stories and experiences. I've learnt that dreams are essential. Because dreams can make us discover new parts of ourselves. I have also learned that without faith in myself, the lessons of HIV can be lost.